Friends, about 7 centuries before Christ, the unrepentant city of Jerusalem was encircled by invaders. The inhabitants were very concerned about the future of the city and the nation. The prophet Isaiah already prophesied that the fallen nation was to be remade as a worldwide spiritual city kingdom. In his 62nd chapter, Isaiah speaks of a future city of Jerusalem, also called Zion. Contrary to the desolate city destroyed by the Babylonians, the New Jerusalem is to be a crown of beauty and a royal diadem. Its brightness and righteousness spread to the nations under a new name, the name of Christ, the promised Messiah Redeemer. The new purified city kingdom enjoys heaven's care and protection. The Lord announces, "On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen. All the day and all the night they shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest, and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it a praise in the earth." The prophecy further says, go through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, clear it of stones. Lift up a signal over the peoples. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. People discouraged and disheartened about the desolate end of the earthly Jerusalem are exhorted to look forward to what is far better. Friends, establishing the new Jerusalem required the highway leading to its gates. In chapter 59, Isaiah already announced, "A Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression. They are those who fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun." In other words, they come from among all nations. The New Testament points us to Jesus, the Messiah Savior. He announced that he himself is that highway and also the gate to enter the heavenly city. The earthly Jerusalem, destroyed repeatedly by powerful nations, was in Jesus' time under Roman occupation. Isaiah had called it a corrupt and murderous city. It had become no longer desirable. Jesus himself spoke of its coming destruction. This was fulfilled by the Romans in the year 70 AD. The apostolic teaching about Jerusalem is clearly explained in the 4th chapter of the letter to the Galatians. It is written that Abraham had 2 sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born through promise. Now this may be interpreted allegorically. These women are 2 covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. She is Hagar. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. Friends, the citizens of the New Jerusalem are described as the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. This is because this global city kingdom is established as a heavenly new creation. The Savior, the perfect new Adam, brought her down from heaven with him. The city is his bride. In Revelation, the concluding book of the Bible, the Apostle John says in the 21st chapter that an angel spoke to me saying, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a great mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. The apostle further says, "And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it, and its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." Hallelujah.